Mr. Speaker.
Jenny Marcroft.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a privilege to stand on behalf of New Zealand First in support to speak to the Prime Minister's statement. Mr. Speaker, January's severe weather event, which has been spoken about by a number of members across the course of this debate, but I would like to add my voice to it, acknowledging the passing of Te Kanemau Arobas, who was swept away in the Mahurangi River in Warkworth, and the community rallied around his whanau. There were numerous others who also passed away during that particular weather event around the country, and our prayers are with the families impacted as they now resettle into their lives without their loved ones. The communities around the country rallied. Much has been, as I mentioned, said about that. I would like to note, though, the leadership from Minister Mark Mitchell in his role in emergency management. And I'd also like to make special mention of the role of local community radio. 3.7 million New Zealanders listen to the radio every week. Radio has an impact, and particularly in a crisis, radio can make a difference. It is a lifeline utility. It connects people to the information they need when they need it in a really timely manner, and radio does that. Special mention today to John Grant and his team from CFM in Coromandel. They broadcast as soon as there were warnings up. They were on air for 49 continuous hours, non-stop broadcasting, delivering 98 severe weather updates. They delivered key content from officials about road closures, power outages, flooding reports, evacuations, what houses were stickered, sandbag advice, wastewater issues, safety messages. They interviewed all the key leaders in their district. They're from the Thames, Coromandel and Hauraki districts. They also provide the connection from various communities, particularly those that have an FM radio station. A lot of people still listening to FM. They had a Facebook page up. They got 5.7 million Facebook page views as the event unfolded. 742,000 hits on the dedicated road information page during and after the event, so that people who sought that critical roading information could get connected what was happening in their area in a very timely manner. There were some high-profile endorsements about the role of the local radio station CFM. In fact, an RNZ board member who was actually stuck in the weather event in Matarangi, he made contact with the station to say that they were providing excellent value of local radio connecting people. 1XX up the coast in Whakatane, and Andy Galbraith and his team also were on air. Whakatane experienced the most rain in a day since records began, and they were broadcasting messages from when they were put into a red warning. 1XX, if you've ever listened to them, they are an amazing little small community radio station running on the smell of an oily rag, but they were providing lifeline also to those who are living further up the coast on State Highway 35. They had those road updates which were critically important about closures, what areas to avoid. They were inundated with requests for information about roading, the closures, the travel, especially from through to Tauranga from Opotiki. So really today, a shout out to those incredible community local radio stations who are really important in terms of localism and getting messages out.